Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hallelujah. I pray that your week, even though today's Monday, I think the week started yesterday, right? So I pray that your week is going good. And then you'll have a supernatural week this week. Amen. Before we do anything tonight, let's go to the throne room and let's seek mercy tonight in the time of need. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit tonight in this place. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we come before you this night, Almighty God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your leadership. We thank you for guidance tonight. Heavenly Father, we know nothing. We know nothing, but you know all things. You know all things, Father. So tonight we come to you, and I put myself behind the cross, and I let you come forth tonight and be glorified. Hallelujah. Show up yourself tonight, Holy Spirit. Washed and cleansed us in the blood. Clean us up that we may be able to come boldly to your throne and be able to seek mercy in the time of need. Father, we welcome your spirit this day. Your word declared that when Jesus leaves this earth, he is going to send the Comforter, and the Comforter is the Holy Spirit. So we welcome you this place. We welcome you tonight, Holy Spirit. We welcome you to come in and to change. We welcome you to come in and to open up the windows of heaven and pour out supernaturally that we won't even have room enough to receive it. We welcome you in this place, Father. We thank you by your spirit that you're alive. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you live and you breathe through us. So tonight we come and we bow now before you, and we declare that Holy Spirit, that you are here. You are here to change the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for the persons and the people who are online tonight. Father God, I pray that whatever they need, that they will receive. Whatever they don't need, Lord God, that the hearing will be shut. Close to that. Father God, I hide myself behind the cross tonight. That way you, O Lord God, can comfort and be glorified. This is not the work of a man, but this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we pray now that you will be in leadership. We pray now that you will be in charge of every single thing. And from the sound of my voice, that you will use my voice as a trumpet. And you will use it to shake whatever the enemy will want to bring in and to diminish every lying demonic force and source of the enemy. We bind the spirit of sickness and disease. We break up every single barriers that would want to come and show up their ugly head tonight. We render it void and null in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that the hearer on the phone will hear and they will move strategically, Father God, in the face or in the realm of the spirit. Lord God, I pray that you will remove every single stumbling block out of their way. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will open now the windows of heaven and you will pour now out a blessing, Lord, that they won't even have room enough to receive. I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I praise your holy name. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, you are bound. Anything that's not of God tonight is bound. I've called for Genesis 1 tonight, Lord God, and your word declared that everything that is declared that you deem it as good, as very good. So we call for very good into our atmosphere tonight, and we walk in peace and joy and in harmony. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for removing and to shaking. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name, Father. Father, I pray for the person that's supposed to be online. And if they're not online tonight, that they will be online. You will touch them in their heart. And they will come online, and whatever they need, that they will receive. And Father, if they don't even make it tonight, Lord, I pray that when they get ready to listen to the recording, that it will be bring forth the same effect. Father, I thank you. I praise your holy name. Glory to God. I hide myself now behind the cross, and I let you come forth now and be glorified. Glorify yourself in the heaven and in the earth now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Break and bind, break and bind every single onslaught of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you worship, we give you praise, we give you worship. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise and worship, hallelujah. Worship, worship. Praise will be our weapon tonight. Worship, worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise. The word of God declare that let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the evening. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you tonight. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Break down every barrier. Break down every confusion. We worship you tonight. Everything that off of you tonight, Lord, we break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. Oh, we release the holy angel to come and encamper in the home, around the family, around the children, around our cars, hallelujah, our jobs, oh, on our Nabosatara, on our neighborhood, in our state, in our location, Le Makosha, oh, La Maya, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we worship and praise you. We worship and praise you. Oh, we lift up our voices tonight. We say that everything that have breath, praise your name. Let everything that have breath, praise the Father. Let everything that have breath, glorify your name. Let everything that have breath, praise you. Praise you. Praise you. We bow before you. We bow before you. Oh, we declare that you are King of Kings. We declare that you are the Lord of Lords. We declare that you're the mighty conqueror of the light of Judea. We declare peace. We declare joy. We declare worship. We declare. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. I praise you in the house. I praise you in the yard. I praise you in my car. I praise you, God. I praise you when I wake up. I praise you when I go to bed. I praise you in the morning. I praise you in the evening. I praise you in the noontime. Oh, I praise you at supper time. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I bow before you and I say, I praise you. I praise you. You're a good God. You're a mighty God. You're a peacemaker. You're Raboshata. You're the one that gives your cup and let it run over. I praise your name. I praise your name. Every lying, dictating spirit, it is bound in the name of Jesus. I come against the mind tonight, the mind that want to take over the heart. In the name of Jesus, and I speak to the heart, and I said, heart, oh God, I speak to you right now. I speak to you right now. Oh, I know there's going to be a stirring in the heart, that the heart will want to get closer to Jesus, want to get closer to study the word in the mighty name of Jesus. And then it will come forth out of the heart and it will go into the mind. And then out of the mind, oh, it will control all the faucet of the body, every emotion, every understanding. I thank you, Father God, that we speak wisdom. I thank you, Father God, that we get understanding. I thank you, Father God, that we move in knowledge. I thank you, Father God, that we move in joy. I thank you, Father God, that we move, remove, remove strategically. Oh, God, I thank you. Finance is coming. Finance is coming. I thank you, Father God, from the east, from the west, the north, and the south. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for knowledge and understanding. I thank you for joy. I thank you that we speak in the atmosphere and welcome. Lord, I thank you this night as we pray and as we welcome your Holy Spirit in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God in the east. Glory to God in the west. Glory to God. Healing in the children's bread. We call for healing tonight. We call for healing tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the mind. We pray for the mindset. We pray for every organ in the body. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every blood condition in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for everything that's out of line in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and we bind every cyst in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and we bind every swelling in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and we bind every mucus in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against every foul demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. We break and we bind the spirit of incest in the name of Jesus. We break and we bind the spirit of witchcraft. We come against Kumama. We lift our voices tonight and we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Physical healing. We call for physical healing tonight in the name of Jesus. We worship you tonight, Father. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. We come and we stand in the gap tonight for eyesight. We come and we stand in the gap tonight for hold abasata, for hand. Moving of the hand, moving of the eyes, moving of the ear. We call for the eardrum to be open in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hand in your ear and say, ear, come on now. Open up, open up, open up now in the name of Jesus. We call for supernatural in the natural. We call for healing because it's the children's bread. Hallelujah, God. Oh, every inner healing, we call for it tonight. We call for inner healing tonight. Emotional healing. We call for the emotion. Oh God, every emotional healing tonight. Every spirit of distress. We bind up distress tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We bind fear. We speak the fear and torment. And we command fear in the name of Jesus to take their hand off. Take their hand off. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bind the spirit of depression in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against fatigue in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. We break it and we bind it. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you believe in God for tonight, cry out to Him. Put your hand up and thank Him for it. Thank Him and receive it. Go to the well. Go to the well and drink that water in the name of Jesus. Take it in, breathe it in, suck it in. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh God, breathe in and breathe out. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise his holy name. Let everything that have breath sing joy and praise to him. Glory. Oh God, tonight is a night. My God, my God. Oh, the battle of the mind, the battle of the mind, the battle of the mind. I was thinking about that today. The battle of the mind. Oh, Romans 8, 6. For the carnal mind is death, but the spiritual mind is peace. Oh God, I thank you tonight that we walk in the mind of peace. I thank you that joy and peace rest in our mind. Oh God, I thank you that out of our abundance of the heart, her mouth will speak. So tonight I speak, God, and I speak to the mind, Lord. And I said, every carnal mind in Tierra Bosata that come against God, it is subject to the laws of God, and it cannot be subject to God if you're walking in carnality. So we come against that tonight, God. We break and we bind that tonight, God. We break and we bind that tonight. We break and we bind that tonight. And I thank you that our mind is free. I thank you that our mind is whole. I thank you, God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will testify before the Lord. And I will say I walk right before the Lord. I walk upright before him. Jesus. Jesus. Mele Kishondo. As I say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Well, tonight is a night of testimony. We have a supernatural testimony. Jennifer, if you're there, you could unmute yourself. Jennifer? You don't have any sound. Anybody? Can you hear me, everyone? Can you hear me, everybody? Okay, good. Can you hear me, Sonia? If you could hear me, say yes. Lilith, can you hear me?
Yes, Bishop. Yes, Pastor.
Okay, Kamika, James, can you hear me? Well, Jennifer is the only one that can't hear. So what's going on your end, Jennifer? Because everybody else could hear.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
This is Kamika.
Okay. Jennifer, can you hear me? Okay, let me see something here.
Yeah. All right.
Jennifer?
Hey, have a good night.
Okay, well, Jennifer, she can't hear me. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me see. She should be able to hear. Jennifer, unmute yourself if you can. Sana, is there anything you could do on your end for Jennifer? Let me see.
She's unmuted.
I don't know if she's not hearing. All right. Jennifer, you want to type your testimony in? Okay. But anyway, she's not hearing me. Maybe at one point she'd be able to come in and give the testimony. Amen. All right. So tonight I'm going to talk to you about your mind. And then we're going to go in and then we're going to pray for the mind. I'm looking at one of my pages that I have here, and we're going to talk about it. This is something that I received from my spiritual dad, Morris, talking about the battle of the mind, and we want to win the war. Jesus already won the war for us, and whatever we believe in God for, whatever we believe in God for, we have to have a mindset, knowing that faith come by hearing, and hearing by his word. knowing that when we speak the word, it is going to accomplish whatever we send it to. Our mind have to be right. Our mind have to be focused on the word of God. That is where the battlefield is in your mind. The battlefield is in your mind. Adam and Eve was created to worship God, was created to commune with God, was created to take care of God, whatever God have in the garden, to tilt it. And the Father God told them, do not touch a certain fruit. Do not do this. Do not do that. But they listened to the enemy. Their mind was out of whack. The mind was not set on the word of God, because what? They were being controlled by their mind. So when the enemy comes in and distort and started telling them lies, what they did in chapter 3 of Genesis, Eve listened. And when Eve listened to the enemy and brought that apple over to the husband took it and they eat, and right away their eyes got open. Sin entered in, and when sin come in, they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. So we have to, the Bible talks about renewing your mind, the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? How do you actually renew your mind? How do you do that? You renew your mind by the word of God. What is the word of God? The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is a spirit. We are a spirit. So when we speak the word of God out of our mouth, it is going to create. It is going to change our atmosphere. And that is what we need. We need that mindset to be changed based upon the word. Once our mindset is changed, what's in the heart, whatever in the heart is going to come out. That means the mind is not in control anymore. It is your heart. And once your heart is in control, it's going to change your whole atmosphere. And that's when you're going to see things start happening. That's when you're going to start seeing healing. Because when sickness comes, the devil can't stand. Because you're going to remind him based on the word. You're going to remind him, said, look, Jesus died. And because he died on the cross, I have life and I have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ died, and because he died, sickness got to go. Jesus Christ died, and because he died, I have enough. I have abundance. Oh, glory to God. I will not be in lack. I will not be in want. Nothing lacking, nothing wanting. You have to remind the enemy that he was defeated. Jesus took him to the, oh my God. And whooped him and took the keys from him and gave it to us. So you got to read the word for yourself. You have to know it. It's in Matthew. You got to know it. That he said, I am going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Matthew 16, 19. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Your mind have to be renewed. How your mind going to renew? Your mind is going to be renewed by the word of God. The word of God is going to renew your mind. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're not only regular words, they are spirit and they bring forth life. There is life in the word of God. There is life in the word of God. In him you move and you have your being. Certainly, there is no other God beside him. How do you know this? You know it by the word. Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And there's another scripture too, Matthew 18, 19. Whatever you loose, it shall be loosed. How do you know this? How do you actually know this? You know this by the word. John 6, 63 said, the words that I speak, they're not only merely word. In John 6, 63, they are spirit and they bring forth life. Joyce Myers always said previously, there is life in the word of God. Okay. Proverbs 18, 21, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. You got to use your tongue to create what you want. This is not a mind over matter. This is a word thing. This is what Jesus did. When the enemy came and was attacking him, when he was, you know, hungry, wasn't thirsty because he was drinking water. Proverbs 18:21, their tongue life is in the power of the tongue. Better life than the power of the tongue. And if you love the tongue, you're going to have that fruit. Whatever you hate, you're going to hate. Whatever you love, you're going to love. You have to read the word. You just have to read the word. You just have to read the word. You just have to read the word. Romans 12. Let me see Romans 12. Let me see Romans 12. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Oh. Man, this cough. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Me and you, okay? By the mercies of God, by his mercy, by his grace, that you present your bodies a liquid sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, because that's your reasonable service. So when you present your body to him, when you live holy, when you live right before him, that is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? When your mind is renewed, it's going to take care of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth is going to speak. Your mind is not in control anymore. The mind is a part of the flesh. The mind is a part of your intellect. It will not be in charge. The Holy Spirit that lives in your heart, not in your mind, will be in charge. Praise him, 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 praise him. Your mind have to be renewed. Renewing of your mind. And I said, renewing your mind is based on the word. The word has to change your mind. Thank you. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then I say, therefore, and testify of the Lord that you henceforth walk not after the Gentile. Don't walk after the Gentile. In vanity of their mind. Dealing with the mind. Having the understanding of darkness or darkened, being alienated from the life of God. So when you're walking in your mind, when you're walking in the flesh, you're being alienated. You're just can't communicate with God because he's not going to communicate with you on your level, with your brain heart. He's going to communicate with your heart. And you're going to get all the information in your heart out of the word of God. And out of that word, out of that information, out of that information, out of that word, it's going to change your mindset. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen when you start praying and believing? What's going to happen when you start praying and trusting God and knowing that the word of God is alive? Knowing that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me get it. I'm going to Google it. You could Google it too. I'm going to go in and find the scripture. So the same thing that I'm doing, you could do it. So it's going to take me a little time. Scripture. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I want to say Hebrews 12. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Make sure that's what it is. Okay? Let's check out Hebrews 12, okay? If you have your Bible, and if you're in an area where you could look at it, it would be best for you to do. If you don't have your Bible and you have your cell phone, you could also do that too, because that's why we have these smartphones. Hebrews 12. I'm sorry, Hebrews 4:12. I'm sorry. That's why we have these smartphones, you know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. For the word of God is quick and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces, it divides, it asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. See that? Sharper than any two-edged sword. You need the word of God to come in and to change your situation. You cannot rely on your brain. You cannot rely on your mindset. You have to rely on the heart. The scriptures say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Find that. See, I'm going off of my I don't have these things in my word, in my scripture. I have them in my head. They're in my heart, and I put them in my head. They're in my heart, and I put them in my head. So once I remember them, I just start speaking them out. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, I just come in here. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So how does this work? You study the word. You may not have all the word together with you, but you have a portion of it. And then you go and you check it out and you look it up. Here it is. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He didn't say out of the abundance of the head. If you want to have the renewing of your mind have to be renewed by your heart. So your heart have to be changed, and then your heart is going to control the mind. Jennifer Kane, are you still there? Hallelujah. I don't know if Jennifer hearing me, but glory to God. Glory to God. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Oh, that mean out of the fullness of the heart. When your heart is full, there's another part here saying, another interpretation of the heart is going to speak. What does it mean? It means put the right things in your heart. Put the right words in your heart. And when the right words come in, it's like a medicine. It is like a medicine. And what that medicine is going to do, it is going to change your whole body, your whole inside, everything about it is going to change right there and then. Your mind will not be dictating to you, but your heart will. In your heart, every single thing will change, your whole atmosphere, your whole demeanor, every single thing, because now you are relying on the spirit. Where does the spirit live? The spirit lives inside of you. The spirit does not come in and control your brain. The spirit does not come in and control your mind. It says the spirit lives in your heart. It lives in your heart. It is a part of you, and it resides in the heart. Hallelujah, Lord. We were supposed to have a testimony tonight.
I'm here, Sister Ruth. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you perfectly. Where were you
Okay,
before?
yeah, I saw what the I saw I, what I was doing wrong, but praise God, Sister Ruth. You know, we've been praising God since yesterday, and I got a second testimony after I tell you everyone about the first one. But I greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus, because there's no other one we should be serving but Him. We have a tenant. And he rented an apartment from us about maybe 15 years ago. And when he came, his son was 3 years old, a little toddler. By happenstance, when he was around 7 years old, he went to school and he started to bump into furniture and the lockers and everything. I'm trying to just speed up the story. They took the young boy to the hospital and realized that he had brain cancer. after they removed a tumor from him, from his head, he lost his sight. And of course, his father was very distraught. And my mother and I, we started to pray for him. I told Sister Ruth and I told various people who are prayer warrior to just continue to pray for this young man. And at one point, it seems as though the cancer had left his body, but he still couldn't see. And, you know, the father wasn't happy. Of course, he want to curse God. And we tell him that, you know, you can't do that. You know, you're just going to have to wait and have faith. But, you know, after first year, the second year, the third year, the fifth year, the sixth year, he's still blind and, you know, difficult. Like every week he has to take him to go and get chemo. He had to learn Braille. He basically had to learn a new way of life. This is a young man who was for 7 years that can see. We had to transform the apartment and the stairwell so he can have the Braille going down the stairs and with his walker and everything like that. But one thing about this young man, he has a very joyful disposition. He wasn't grumpy, because there's sometimes when you have people who are handicapped or something happened to them, they're really nasty and, you know, don't want to deal with people. But this young man, joyful, crack jokes, all different types of stuff. But my mom and I and Sister Ruth and other prayer warriors always lifting this young man and his father up in prayer. By chance, he's graduating this next Thursday from high school. He turned 18. He attended his prom over the weekend with one of his nurses from the Children's Hospital here in Connecticut. His father called me Saturday. I wasn't able to talk to him, but I called him back Sunday morning. And he told me Malik was getting out the shower. And when he came out the shower, he was able to see his complexion and see something on the wall. He was in the kitchen. Malik came out and started to say, I didn't know, like, you put up a picture or something in the bathroom. And he said it didn't really click. You know, and then he said something about the kitchen. And then he realized that he's starting to see. He didn't regain his eyesight 100%, but to the fact that he's starting to see shadows and figures, that's a breakthrough right there. He took him to the doctors, and the doctor told him that scientifically, they don't know, they can't explain it, so it has to be the man upstairs. So we've just been praising God, because that just shows the power of God. That just shows how he can heal. And it's very powerful to know that it happened during the week of Pentecost, because last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, when, you know, the Holy Spirit fell upon the various people in the church. And just been so happy. I've just been so happy. And, you know, I was sitting down praying this morning, and the good Lord revealed to me, he said, you know, if I had healed him 11 years ago, because this child's been blind for the past 11 years or so, all of the glory would have gone to the doctor. But 11 years now, we see, the world see, that it wasn't the doctor. That was God, nothing but God. So we just been praising God and thanking God and been crying. And like, I went to church yesterday and I testified in church and they saw me crying. And I told them, I said, this is not tears of sadness. This is tears of joy, because God is good all the time, because his healing, he had mercy upon this child and started to let him see and just prove to the world that he is God, because the world is in so much derision right now, so much confusion, that a lot of people have given up on God, because we're at the point in our society where wrong is right and right is wrong. My second testimony is, I saw one of my former students today and we began to talk. I had her for 11th and 12th grade geography and civics class. She had just came from Jamaica, and I kind of mentored her. And, you know, we lost touch after she graduated. But I saw her today. When I looked at her, I knew something was up. And she started testifying to me and said that 2 years ago, she gave her life to Christ. And, you know, we continued to talk. And then she finally came and told me what she was delivered from. She was delivered from the homosexual spirit. Yes. And she said, you know, she called me Miss. She said, Miss, I started to have judgment dreams. I started to see myself in a lake of fire. I started to see myself going over a cliff. And I kept hearing a voice say, repent, repent, the coming is close. So she gave her life to Christ, and she even written a book. And the name of her book, Sonia, if you can put it in a chat, is called Altar to Call. It's being sold on Amazon. And I'm really proud of her because she's out there testifying to other people. She said, even at her job where you have the men come and they say they're women and, you know, they might be John, but they want you to call them Janice and, you know, all that kind of mix up going on. She's testifying, and she told one of them, she said he was like trying to pick at her spirit and carry her name and say that how she's licking against homosexual. And she said it was nothing. He came to her to ask her about her book. So she explained to him what's going on. Finally, he bowed to her and came to her the other day and told her he's starting to have those dreams, because she told him, she said, you're going to start having judgment dreams. You watch and see, because that's what happened to me. And eventually you're going to have to turn your life over. So that's two testimony. And I always remember that Sister Ruth used to always say, we must go out and spread the good news, because Jesus said he leaves us to go out and testify to men about the good news of Christ. And I haven't even realized that's what I've been actually doing through my prayer and just counseling my students.
Jesus.
If there's any parent, grandparents, aunt on this phone, I am pleading to you, watch what's being taught to your children in schools. Right now in Connecticut, a school board is in hot water. They are showing children from pre-K to 12 years old pride commercial, having little kids saying that they don't know if they're a girl or a boy. Why can't they be both? Why can't we accept them? These are children. You have Target selling baby clothes with the pride symbol. Our children are under attack, and parents and grandparents, we have to stand up, because it's getting out of order right now. It really is. You have to make a stand. If you don't want like what's going on, move your children into some private school that doesn't accept public monies, and that stuff is not being taught. But please monitor what is being taught in school to your young children. The teenagers, they basically gone already, but now they won over the college students, they won over the high school students, now they're going after the elementary from pre-K up to eighth grade. So this is the battle that we are facing. So I'm just asking everyone to pray. Pray for these kids in school. Pray for us parents who's going to go out there and fight and say enough is enough. Because Jesus. These parents are like, enough. You can't go in the bathroom. You have boys who with breasts in bathroom with girls. You have girls walking around with girls hugging up and kissing. You have two little girls that just came from Jamaica the other day. They a couple. I'm like, you just came from Jamaica. You couldn't do this in Jamaica, but that's the spirit that's in the school. They're free to do it now. The principal is gay. The teachers is gay. The counselors is gay. The security guards is gay. Everyone is so much of that type of spirit in that school. Mm. But it's just not that school. It's across America. And you have people who are pushing that agenda. It's awful.
Jesus. So
this is my testimony. And I started a prayer meeting at my school. And ever since I started the prayer meeting every morning, I've been under attack. I mean, and you know what? I've been standing strong, because a couple of times I had to call Sister Ruth and like, this is getting out of control.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting out of control. But that's my testimony. God is good. Malik is starting to see, and it's just a wonderful thing to see that young man able to go to his prom and start to see right before he graduate from high school. And I know God is going to continue to open up, take those scales off of his eyes so he can recover his full sight. Now his father's thanking God. I said, this is what you should have been doing. You know, it's a good thing we were there interceding and filling in a gap for him. Okay. So that's just my testimony for just tonight.
Oh my God.
Wonderful. You know, because they said, you know, I think it's in Job that said, you say a word and it would be established, because God made that covenant, you know, and he made that covenant that Jesus. He would never leave us or forsake us. Never leave us or forsake us. Okay. Never. And that's why Sister Ruth fast are so important, because in Mark it says this type of healing comes with what? fasting and praying. And that's what we've been doing. Sometimes you don't look like it's doing anything, but this is the after effect that you actually see. So I'm prayed up, and my student, I looked at her, I told her, I said, you know, when she started to confess to me about what she's being delivered from, I said, you know, you didn't have to tell me that's what you've been delivered from you walk towards me. I saw it. And I told her that her foot is still on one side, so she's not fully out yet. So I said, you're going to have to start dressing a certain way, because if you dress, continue to dress like that, that spirit will cling on to you, because you're going to attract that type of females towards you.
So what I want you to do is to get her name, get her name, get your name, get her name, her full name. And I want you to put it up on your dresser. I want to put it up on your dresser. And once you put it up on your dresser, I want you to, every single morning, I mean, when you get up and you say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm giving you this by the Holy Spirit. When you get up out of your bed in the morning, and when you get up, the first thing is to get up before you get out of the bed, and you say, welcome, Holy Spirit, or good morning, Holy Spirit, or thank you, Lord, for waking me up. The next thing you see is her name. And the next thing you see is her name, and you put her name out in the atmosphere. Put her name out in the atmosphere. Okay. Call out her entire name. If it's even for 7 days, then ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to attract her, that she will be able to wear feminine clothes, and she'll be able to be around people that are feminine, not men. Say wearing men clothes. Believe me, that she's a man. That she start walking in the principles of God and breaking that mindset. That's why the Father had me tonight to talk about the mind, because it starts with your mind. If your mind is not created and conditioned in the Word of God and knowing that the Holy Spirit lives and reigns inside of you, you're going to do the things of the world. You're going to start operating in Galatians 5, where lust and deceit and cheating and stealing and homosexuality and lesbianism and because it's all in the mindset. You see how important the mind has to be changed. You see how important that the mind is corrupt. You see how important that the enemy comes in and distorts it from the mind. But when the heart is changed, the condition of the man heart is changed, your being is changed, because now the babies start growing up. Because when the mom has a child, that baby comes out. The baby, when we in Jamaica, it's not like now. The first thing when the baby comes out, the baby does not continue to get milk right away if the baby come out. The baby started drinking, they give the baby some minty or bush tea. And then after that, they give the baby some glucose to clean out the baby's system. And then you see all that muck and gum coming out. And then the mom's breast milk will come down and the baby will be able to feed from that milk. It's the same thing with us. You can't go out there right away and start eating meat. You have to come in and you got to take that nutrients, which is the Word of God, and you got to take it into your heart, and you got to make your heart change, and then the heart gonna change. And once the heart change, then it's gonna illuminate, and it's gonna revolutionize the mind, and then the right then and then the mind cannot no more be subjected to you. You're gonna speak to that mind, and you're gonna command the mind to shut up and don't speak, and you're gonna have your heart change every single thing. And another thing, then you go forth and then you change your atmosphere. You go out and you speak to the condition of the ear. I see one time when we down there in Orlando, there was a storm that was coming, and they were talking about it's coming, it's gonna hit Orlando. And I said, and I speak to the atmosphere, I speak to the condition of the sea, I command the sea God to stand still. That's how you're gonna speak. I command every single thing, mermaid, whatever that's in the sea, that's attracting those demonic spirits. And I speak to them and I said, you have to stop it now. And I cut it off right there. Like you chop off the head of the snake.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. Yes. You got to get up and you got to walk in authority. You got to walk in power. You cannot let your mindset be in control, because it's not in control of nothing. You are in charge. The Holy Spirit leave you here. And he said, occupy until I come.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, she didn't need it. How are you going to occupy if you don't know where you're occupying? What are you occupying? You don't know what you're occupying. How are you going to occupy something? The word of God said, I want you to preach the kingdom.
Yes.
That's authority right over there.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're occupying God's kingdom in the earth.
Yes.
So when the enemy comes in, you're going to say, look, you can't go into the kingdom of God.
Mm-mm.
I am in his kingdom because he lives inside of me. You don't live inside of me. He don't live inside of you. You are in total damnation.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot dominate me. I'm in charge. I'm in charge of the situation. You got to speak. You got to speak.
Yes.
You got to speak. You got to speak. You got to speak. Now I command that. I was looking up here for Lilith. Say something. She have a terrible headache all week or from last week. I command that headache right now to go. I want you to put your hand on that head and I want you to speak to the headache right over your nose. Oh my God, like mucus draining from the top of your head, going down through your nose, coming out of your mouth. That's how you feel sometimes. Lilith.
Yes, Pastor.
That's how you feel sometimes. Yes. The mucus just coming down and it just feel like it's a blockage in your nose.
Yes, Pastor.
Well, you know what that is? That's pressure. And I command that pressure to leave now. I want you to put your head in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God declared that he called and he appointed and he anointed. I got up this morning, and when I got up, I hear in my spirit, oh, the anointing breaks the yoke.
Yes.
And I said, go in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on it. Put your hand. I said, fire of God, come now and touch you from the inside out. Touch your head. Touch now. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Praise you. Go and put your hand up. And I want you to give him a Shabbat praise. You know what a Shabbat praise? You're praising him out of your heart. You're praising him out of your mind. You're praising him out of your heart. Praise your heart. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh God,
thank you, Lord. Worship thank him. You for your worship healing, him. Lord.
Shabbat praise.
Thank
praise.
You, Lord.
Praise. 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 Thank glory you, to God. There it goes. How do you feel? How do you feel now? Now, my mama.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't hear you. How do you feel?
Feeling much better, thank God.
Give him praise. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise. Give him praise. He's the God that's more than enough. He's the God that knows how to heal. He's the God that knows how to move structure. He's the God that knows how to move A and put it to B. He's the God that knows how to move B and put it to C. He knows how to put C and put it to D. He is God. He manipulates from the heaven to the earth. He give you control over everything. Satan don't have no control. He took the keys and he gave it to you. Matthew 16:19. You are in control. Yes. The second Adam came, which is Jesus Christ. And he said, I am. Oh, God, I am. I am. I am the I am.
Definitely. Thank you, Lord.
You're not in charge of nothing.
Thank you,
not
Lord.
Not in charge of nothing. Not in charge of me. I remember my grandson told me one long time. I'm talking to the little boy. Hey, you're not in charge of me because he got his weird father. His old weird pooper tell him that, oh, you're not, when your grandmother talk, and the man come from Jamaica, but the man acting stupid. Oh, you're not in charge of me. So the poor little kid say, when I'm talking, oh, grandma, you're not in charge of me because he hear what his papa said. Look, follow your papa. Jesus said, this enemy is not in charge of you.
Amen.
You in charge of the situation.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
so
you,
you say back off and back up. Okay?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Back up. Back up. This is my heart speaking. This is my heart speaking. I need finances. I need some provided. I need somebody to provide for me. I'm going to call on Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. Call on Jehovah Nisi. I'm going to call on my victory. I'm going to call on Jehovah Rophi because you are the one that healed deep. Look, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word only. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be eat. That is faith. Faith over fear. Fear brings torment. Oh, Sunday, I have no peace. I can't sleep because I'm confused. I don't know where my next meal coming from. Liar, liar, pants on fire. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. He laid me down in green pasture. Glory to God. He's my Jehovah Shammah. He is always there. Oh, he is my most high God. He is my Jehovah. He is my Elohim. He is my eternal creator. Oh, glory to God. Moses, Moses, who do you think I am? I am the I am. I am the all-breasted one. Look, man, let me tell you something. Jehovah, Jehovah, my savior, my deliverer, my conqueror, my joy, my peace, my eternal God, my everlasting King. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about the condition of my heart. I'm talking about the condition of my heart. I'm talking about my heart control my mind. My heart take over. My heart is in charge. When sickness comes, I speak myself out of it because it says, oh my God. He send the word of God and he heals. He send the word of God and he heals. He, oh, glory to God. Look, get yourself educated with the word. Do you think I just know everything like that? No. I was not only trained by some of the best, but I was also trained by God. Find yourself some people that you could hook yourself up with and let that rub off on you. You will know them when they start acting stupid. It's time for you to back off and leave them alone. You got to have some sense and some sensibility. Not everybody you could follow. Not everybody you could ride with. I think they got some, they call them punk ride or punk cars or whatever you want to call it. Look, a bumming ride, a humbug ride. I see it. I see it. You got to know who you're going to punk ride with. You better go punk ride with Jesus, okay? You better go humbug with Jesus. I'm telling you right now. You can't take me. Do not come on the phone because I'm going to speak to you like I'm out there in a gangster rap. Oh, yeah? Because I'm coming from a gangster position. I was not born and raised up in nobody's church. Do you understand me? I was born and raised up in gangster rap. So what do you think I'm going to talk to you? You think I'm going to come in here and talk to you like I'm wearing some kind of hello, hallelujah, glory to God, praise him. Like I'm in some kind of some cemetery. No, I ain't dead. Cemetery is for dead folks. I'm alive. So if I don't speak the way you speak, hey, honey, just call me in the daytime. But do not come mess with my spirit, okay? Because don't you read about Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Do you think Jesus went over there and talking, was talking about, hello, good morning? You hypocrites, that's what he says. Vipers and snakes, and run them out. Run them out. I ain't walking around with no bats and no cats, okay? Looking like a doggone mermaid. I'm going to walk for Jesus. He said, healing is the children's bread. He said his word and he healed them. My mind need to be healed. What he going to send? His word. My heart need to be conditioned. What he going to send? His word. You better get some sense and sensibility. If you go to your bed and you can't sleep, you fear is in on you. I'm coming because I don't lost my page. Fear is on you. You better ask God to take away the spirit of fear. Take away the spirit of fear, Lord Jesus. I can't walk around. I'm hearing noise in the background. Take away the spirit of fear. I can't sleep because I think somebody's going to come over on me. Take away the spirit of fear. Oh, Lord, and I want you to have faith. How are you going to have faith? Faith come by hearing and hear by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Let me make sure that I'm speaking it right. Look, if I'm wrong, find the scripture for yourself. I'm just speaking it out of my belly, speaking it out of my heart. Okay? Let me check Romans 10, 17. You may be right and it may be wrong. I'm not apologizing. You need to go find the word for yourself and quit worrying about somebody not getting it right. Oh, yeah, it's right, though. Romans 10, 17. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So now, I'm talking to you now. So now, not yesterday, but so then. So faith come by hearing now. And hearing by the word of God. By who? How does faith come? It comes by hearing. What are you hearing? Hearing his word. What do you need in his word? Well, tonight I need healing because I've been battling this cold from last week. And what I did, I do some natural stuff. I go get my ginger and my garlic. And I still apply the word of God. Gotta have some wisdom. Gotta have some wisdom. Jesus walked the earth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he walked with a physician. What was that physician's name? Luke. And you're talking about Jesus. He had a physician in his crew. He has a thief that was carrying the money bag. So when you have these thief in the ministry, you're not necessarily always have to throw them out. Keep them and watch them. That's what Jesus did. And when it was time for him to go hang himself, Jesus said, you know what? Back off and back up. Time for you to go. You gotta know when to take your hand out of the cookie jar. So Jesus pulled his hand out of the cookie jar that time, and the man went and hang himself. Hey. Well, tonight is the 5th of June, 2023. And I want to let you know that I become a celebrity. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of y'all are not seeing this, but I'm wearing my shirt. One of my daughter, I said to her, you know, she subscribed on Facebook. Jenny Reva scribes, you know, and I met her and she wanted me to be her mom. So I have a one of my other daughter and I'm right now, Lady J, I have so many kids. Lilith, Claudette, Jennifer. Well, Sonia, you know, Gina, my sister up there, Novel. Hey, I got all these little babies. So now I have somebody petition that they want me to be their mama. So I said, okay, because I really don't want no kids, okay, because, you know, I'm rebellious. So I said, okay. I said, okay, I'm going to be okay. Because, you know, I'm rebellious. I don't want nobody being on kids, right? I want to do my own thing. All of a sudden, I know a lady girl know how to make t-shirts. So I said to her, honey, I'm going to give you a design. Big and Bold Me gave the lady my design, and she designed me a shirt. Oh, yeah, I think some of them put up the Amazon. And guess what the lady put it up there? She don't call the shirt Mama Root. So I, honey, child, I don't know if you can see me, but I'm walking around in my shirt, my outfit. I'm a stand up. They got my outfit. I don't know if you could see it. I'm too sexy for this. But y'all could go order it. Okay? Oh, yeah. I don't become celebrity. Jennifer could tell you, or Sonny could tell you the name of the thing, because it's some kind of name brand that I'm on. And they said it's like, what you call it? Amazon. And some other places, because, you know, I don't really know. You want to see my shirt, girl?
Yes, it's Esty, Sister Ruth. Esty is on Esty.
Sexy ain't nothing. You, hey, girl, in the black over there, black face mask, you still in, you can't tell me. No, look at that.
Look it up, some.
Wow. You can't tell me crap. Don't you can't tell me. I don't make it to Hollywood, okay? All right, now. Y'all over there trying to tear me down. And I'm leaving y'all and jumping ship. S-H-I-P-P-P-P-P. Shippy, shippy, shippy. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I think Sonia. Oh, Lord God. It's not ecstasy, but it's E-T-S-Y. I'm going to make it the big time. Y'all could go over there And the lady said, then she texts me because when I see it, I have people don't buy a shirt. I'm not over here trying to promote nothing, but I'm telling you, I don't got my stuff. It didn't even ask for nothing. And now I'm on ESTY, blowing it up. She's selling them shirts for $25. And guess what? She don't tell me that she gonna give me 10% out of it for the ministry. Y'all better go over there and get some shirt, okay? Y'all better go over there and buy a couple of shirts for you and your family. That way the ministry could get them the $2.50, okay? Then all of a sudden, I see some Tumblr. The lady designed a Tumblr for me. So she's telling me that, Ruth, she's going to have to come for the price for the Tumblr because the Tumblr price on the cups were kind of outdated, you know, too much, you know what I mean? So she's going to cut it down for moi. So your gift will make room for you. Y'all better sit over there and act stupid. Here I am ministering for years with these people. I remember one time I went to Boston and I have to go hiding. I was dying and didn't even know it. Over there ministering with some big time people, Patricia King and all of them. You ever hear about Patricia King and all them folks over there? And they called up pastors and I did not want to go up, but I got up and went up because I said, I'm going to be obedient. And when I went up there with all them people and me a little, them all them million-dollar preachers, I'm a little penny preacher, and I stood up there dying and didn't even know I was dying. This one man went in the line, got laid hands on from them other people above me. Then all of a sudden, because I'm getting ready to go because I can't stand up too much, and the man come to me, and I'm like, okay, didn't you already get prayed for already? He said, yeah, but I want you to pray for me. I said, why? He said, because you're anointed. I lay hands on that man fall out. Flat back. Another man have a thing in his back, have some kind of iron plate. Pray for the man. He went to the doctor, iron plate straightened out. Okay? All right. I was dealing with one of my daughters. Lilith, you know this. Me and Sister Moses was over there. Okay, so I went home and went to bed. I ain't going back over there tomorrow because I'm tired. I'll go back in the night. When I went over there in the evening session, I see this lady looking for me. I'm like, what's the problem, miss? She said, oh, you're an assistant. I didn't even know I had a doggone assistant. I said, okay. I gave her a card to give to you. I said, all right. So when I looked, there go my assistant over the corner ducking. I said, what kind of assistant? That lady over there. I said, okay. She brought the card to me. That's all. They're trying to sabotage people, okay? My God. I come back home. I said, I ain't going to church Sunday. My sister that was in church with me, the report and Sister Moses and Sister Lewis and all of them come back. They went up on the pulpit and they gave the report. I was not there to hear. They said they think they was walking with a celebrity. Okay? When me and them walking, because look, even in the nighttime, I'm sneaking to go home. And when I look, I see a light behind us. There was a light. And I'm like, my God, somebody trying to stick us up? We gonna get robbed. So, you know, I'm with my ragamuffin self, because you know I'm a tiger. I jump out of my car and I'm like, so what's up? Where are you following us? She said, miss, I'm gonna tell you right now. I was in the meeting. And the Holy Ghost told me to follow you for prayer. I said, you going to follow me in the parking lot? Lay hands on girlfriend, flat out. And I just crawled myself back in my room. I'm going to tell y'all of this. Y'all over there acting all stupid and crazy. Don't call me when y'all see me making the big time. Because I'm going to be like, I don't know y'all. The Bible said a prophet of no honor in his own country. Let somebody else is coming to town and see how they run, pop their neck, and they ain't getting nothing. But yes, I am over there anointed, and they talking some trash and some crap. Well, now, Y'all better go spend that $25 and buy that cup for me to get my $2.50. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, anybody online giving out the things that I'm giving out, ooh, you think I'm playing? Some of them charging $2,099. All I'm charging is my mouth and making noise. Get the t-shirt because I want that $250 because I am going to Connecticut and I need money. Go to Connecticut. It ain't no joke. This is serious. You can't mess with God's anointing. You can't crap with God's anointing. I got up this morning and it comes out of my mind. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing of God. Lilith, how do you feel? How's the head? How does head feel?
It's feeling much better.
You know why you're not much better? I'm saying get it up at you.
No, well, and I'm feeling no pain now again. Thank God.
Well, put your hand on your head and go anointing. Go in your house and take out all the liquid aisle. Take out the coconut aisle. Take out the starfish aisle.
I'm at work.
Well, go in the bathroom and take some of the water in the bathroom. Use the aisle of Pem Pem and rub up your head.
I know.
Rub your head.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to know. Rub your head. Use the aisle of Pem Pem. Tengeleng Peng Chinky Long Kong. Use it in your head. Because amen. I see that thing gone. I see G-O with a long N-E. It's gone. All your head feel.
Yes. I'm gonna catch the water now.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to use the water now.
You're going to go use the water because nothing wrong with the head. That thing wrong with the head. A sinus problem you got. Your sinus problem.
I know.
Thank you, Jesus. A sinus problem. Gonna take something for your head.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You went out, Mama.
Can you hear me? It was on mute.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm going to bed. I mute you all out because the fire god mute you guys out. And I don't know how this recording business stopped, but anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.
I love y'all.
Love you.
Sister Ruth?
What?
Sister Ruth?
Yes, ma'am.
Mommy is having terrible backache.
Oh, lie. You have anointed oil?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, anoint mommy and make the sign of the cross from behind mommy neck, all the way from her neck down to her waist.
Okay, tell her to make sure I can do it because, you know, she don't want me to do anything.
No. Mommy don't have no argument. Mommy don't have no talk. Mommy is not in charge of this. You go over
mommy hard-headed.
On her face. Tell mommy to lay down on her face.
Lay on your face, mommy.
Lay on her face.
So I can anoint you.
It's pressure in her back. It is pressure. It's pressure in the back. It is pressure in the back.
Yes.
It's pressure in the back. It's like a sciatic nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to that nerve right now. I command that nerve right now. I command that nerve right now. It's like, you know, when something get hurt, you get hurt. It got hurt up, you know. Yeah. Like if you have some kind of cut or wound and it's bitter and then you bruise it again, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus.
From her neck all the way down to her waist?
Yeah, from the top of her neck. Mommy got a long vein in her back, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a long vein in her back. I see a vein in the back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I come against that vein right now. And I say, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to that right now. And I command that back to be in line, the structure of the back to be in line It is like a back in the name of Jesus, the vertebrae in the back in the mighty name of Jesus to get in line in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I command our back to be in line in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you that every pressure in that back cease now in Jesus' mighty name. We call for healing. The word of God declare that healing is the children's bread. And it says the anointing break the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. Mm-mm-mm. So we call for that anointing right now to minister to that back. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. A fire of God from the Holy Spirit now in that back. Let that fire illuminate that back right now in Jesus' mighty name. I speak to that back. I speak to every ache in that back. And I command that back to be in line in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. The sciatic nerves in Jesus' name, every swelling in that nerve in the name of Jesus, every water in that nerve in the name of Jesus, that vine in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to every particle in that back in the name of Jesus. I speak to the mucus in that back. It's like a little, those drainage in the back. To make the back be lubricant, like, you know, like lubricant, like oil, that it needs to be oiled properly. In the mighty name of Jesus, those veins, I speak to those veins now in Jesus' mighty name. I command it now to be soothing, refreshing, soothing back, soothing now in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Like you have a car, and when you put the oil in the car, that's what's going on. The little bones are rubbing. Kalabaste, lemekunda, rikita chutandi kutatala baba balota la baba ba. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Healing is the children's bread now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Santa, put up there. Thank you, Jesus. Put up there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. I want you to type that up there, Santa. Where are you? Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus. I want you to put the blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail. Every teeth in the enemy must bow. Every teeth the enemy have must drop out of their mouth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to become a scribe, Sonia. You're going to write in the mighty name of Jesus. Every teeth in the enemy's mouth must fall out right now. Every seed of confusion, every sickness, every seed must bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the name of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, you have no power. You have no authority. I come against that back. Yes, 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 yes. Stretch that muscle. Stretch that muscle. Yes. Yes, the warfare. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God. They're mighty. Come up, 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 come up. Yerababashando, yenderababashiki, yenderababosata, lorombokolaba, yenderababosata. Come up now in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, glory to God. Praise God. How you, how mommy feel now?
She said much better than where she was. She's getting there. Because she's been suffering.
Mm-hmm. How mommy feel now?
How you feel, mommy?
Yeah, much better how I was feeling.
Much better than how you was feeling just now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But I want you to speak the word. I want you to speak the word over your body. Mm-hmm. I want you to saturate your room with the word of God.
Yes.
I want you to saturate your room with the word of God like never before. Saturate mm-hmm. your house with the word of God like never before. And you don't even have to look in the word. Whatever you have inside of you, just let it come up. Just let it come up. And let it just control the atmosphere. Just let it control the atmosphere. Just let it come out. You walk around the house and you give him praise. You walk around the house with your hand elevated like the priest. Hallelujah. And give him worship and praise. Bow before him. Come out of the bed and bow before him sometime. Bow before him and let the enemy know that he's not in charge of you. Let the enemy know there's nothing wrong with your body. Let the enemy know that your bones are alive. Let the enemy know that there's a Psalms. Oh, God. Let him know that there is Psalms. Amen. Let him know that there's Genesis.
Yes.
Let him know that there's a scripture that says, not no 70 years. You know, Jesus didn't say that. God didn't say that. The Holy Ghost didn't say that. He said, I am going to leave man. Man used to live for a long time. He said, my spirit will not be with man anymore. Because man is doing all kind of corruption and all kind of things that man is not supposed to be doing. I didn't create man for this. I didn't create man for that. I create man to worship. I create man to till the land. I create man, as a matter of fact, he create man to enjoy the land, but man sin, and because they sin, they have to till the land. So I take that back. So now he said, look, man is over there acting up. Man want to go sleep with man. Man want to touch this. Man want to do that. What am I going to do? I'm going to take my spirit from man. And I'm going to let man live to be 120 years. Genesis 6, verse 3. 120 years. So when the enemy comes, remind the enemy of Sister Ruth and say, look, if you can go into Sister Ruth's belly and change her belly for her to still be alive, oh, you can do that for me, God.
Yes, yes.
If you could come into the hospital.
All things are possible. Yeah? He can do everything.
I'm telling you. If he could talk to Peach's son in her belly and bring him back to life, he could do anything.
I know.
I'm in the bed laying down a son. I said, Mommy, the demons come to me last night. I said, they're going to take you out. And I said, you're not going to touch my mama. That, look, man, this is not an I thing. I'm registered up there in, I think it's Altamont Springs. My name is over there. There, they was calling it. I think it was Code Blue, whatever they calling. Code whatever. Trisha on the phone calling to Dennis. Look, man, don't talk to me about Jesus. Don't talk to me about healing. Don't talk to me about deliverance. I don't care. He is a healer.
Amen.
And he's a deliverer.
Amen.
And the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Breaks the yoke of bondage. You can't talk to me. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear the foolishness. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to leave and I'm going to send you a comforter. And his name is the Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit, yes.
Okay. And he said, I'm going to lead you and I'm going to guide you. And I am going to show you things to come. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost anointing. Holy Ghost preservative. I need to be preserved. I need some hot pepper. Holy Ghost hot pepper. I'm not playing. Don't trouble me. Don't trouble me.
Nope.
Okay? This is not time to trouble me. When I'm in a zone and a mode like this, I'm hearing from the heaven. As a matter of fact, I'm not even here. I'm up in the heaven talking because I am anointed, appointed for him. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus is our creator. And he comes to set all captive free. He's not going to manipulate you. He's not going to drag you and push you. He is there if you need him. Sometime he may come in and he may, you know, change some stuff. But it's totally up to you because you're really not a puppet. And I'm here to tell you that I love you. And I want to thank you for being on the call tonight.
Yes, praise God.
And let me tell you something. There is light at the end of every single tunnel. All you have to do is to hold on and wait till you get to the end.
Hallelujah.
You could be in the middle.
Hallelujah.
And you give up in the middle.
That's right.
And then it's just right out there. Mm-hmm. And if you had just wait a couple of seconds, mm-hmm. you would have made it.
Yes.
But because there was no consistency.
Yes.
And you say, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Didn't know his word. You didn't know that his words are alive.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that his words are powerful.
Yes.
You didn't know that all you need to do was to trust him and wait. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Just wait.
Yes. Praise God.
Wait.
Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruth. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mommy, for coming. I love you, Mommy. I'm going to be seeing you in July.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
I love you, Mommy.
Good. I love you, dear. I love you.
And then when Kenneth's not coming, I'm going to have to move in. You might have to make my bed.
We have one for you. Don't worry.
Huh?
She have a big king-size California.
Oh, no. You know what? By then, I may be able to roll it down or roll it up. Because I'm trying to make my body get in shape a little bit. I don't want to buy a king-size bed. King-size bed too big.
Okay.
I just want to have me a bed that I could sleep. And I don't want nobody antagonizing me.
That's right.
I want to go to bed. I don't want to see nobody knocking at my door at 4 o'clock in the morning because I ain't getting up. You understand what I'm saying? Now, because I'm at your house, I don't want nobody knocking down my door. It ain't going to happen because I call Ramada in and leave y'all on the fly. Okay? Call up Uber. And go about my business because I don't want nobody antagonizing me. You know, till I'm really rude and bad, Mommy. You know that.
Yeah. Show Mommy your t-shirt that we're going to buy for you, Sister Ruth.
Huh?
Show her the t-shirt.
Oh, girl, you can't tell me because I'm too sexy.
That lady made a t-shirt.
Oh, Mommy, look at me. See? Thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You like it? Design. Yeah. And they have another one on the t-shirt that says, Mama Rude on the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now.
Mommy, I would have sit my butt down because I'm too much.
Money go towards her ministry.
Yeah. And then they're going to give me $2.50 out of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it said I need royalty. But anyway, that's all right.
That's good. You make it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I love you guys. I love you.
I love you. Good night, everyone.